Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
So starting off real quick with one of my favorite subjects, Taylor Swift, who was the artist of the decade on the AMAs last night.
What does AMA stand for?
American Music Awards, I think.
Sure.
It's a very ancillary. This one doesn't matter. This is an alphabet soup music award. But the Artist of the Decade is a pretty big deal. It's the biggest award there. I mean, the rest of them honestly don't really matter. The Grammys are getting to the point now where they don't really matter.
And if the Grammys are getting to that point, it's like, oh, geez.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
But she got the Artist of the Decade. She had a great performance. And it's a point now with Taylor Swift where if you're not on board, you just don't like good music. There's nothing I have for you on that. You know, we hear people all the time that, oh, no one writes their own music. No one performs their own music. She plays like 19 instruments. She either writes or co-writes all of her songs. She manages her own business. You know, we had a pile of Taylor Swift shirts. I forgot to wear my Taylor Swift shirt today. I was going to.
Oh.
We have a pile of Taylor Swift shirts in our bullpen. And I said, hey, let's get those to Goodwill or whatever. We have a different plan with them.
Or start bringing them out to events.
Well,
we have that cue, spin the wheel. Everybody always asks for a shirt.
Well, our promotions person mentioned, hey, you know, those shirts are now collectors.
Yeah.
You can't buy Taylor Swift's merchandise in stores.
That's true.
You can only get it at her tours, through her websites, and things like that. She controls every single aspect of her music, of her brand, and she's done that since she was very young. She's super intelligent, super talented, and last night was just another example of that. She gave a great speech for her when she received that weird triangle trophy. She just said that, you know, how important it is to, you know, to be able to have a chance to do what it is that she does.
Yeah.
You know, everyone says, you know, I want to thank the fans, but she said, look, we've had so much fun together. And I think she really does a good job of making it one-on-one with all of her fans, even when she's in front of all of them. And said, you know, I would not be up here at all without you. You are the reason that I am here. And that, you know, as an artist, we create something and we hope that you like it. And we do it for you. And you've really given me, you know, a lot of love back for that. And she's incredibly appreciative. She takes time for. She shows up at people's weddings.
I know.
Like, I mean, like that's. I don't understand how anyone could ever have a problem with her at all. And people say, "Oh, well, she dates a lot." Okay, she's gorgeous and in her mid-20s.
Why wouldn't she date a lot?
That's right. And here's the reason why she breaks up with a lot of guys, because she dates a lot of these fast-ass guys. That, you know, John Mayer, he wants to go out and hit the club. Harry Styles, that cat wants to be out in the club. Taylor Swift does not want to go to the club. She wants to be at home with her cats and watch Law and Order. That's why these relationships don't work out, because these guys want to go out. She's a homebody. She's like a regular person that happens to be famous.
I like how they're trying to dig dirt, dig any skeleton. Oh, she dates a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody got to be a naysayer. Yeah, I can't speak more highly about Taylor Swift. She's amazing.
She doesn't have any kind of a scandal. She has no, you never heard anyone saying that she was mean to somebody out in public. She's never, like, doesn't release a sex tape. You never see a wardrobe slip up with her. I mean, you don't hear negative things about her, because she is a very positive person. If there's someone that you want your daughters to emulate, it 100% is Taylor Swift.
And I love that she knows that too and actually appreciates it, where some artists are like, I didn't get into this business to be your child's role model.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, you are.
The children grew up with Taylor Swift and now they're adults who are still going and paying the money for her concerts and paying for her downloads. And she knows that and is smart.
Yeah.
Smart businesswoman.
Takes time with her fans and things like that.
Amazing.
When you see like these other artists that don't want to do that, don't want to take time to, you know, to make a call into a radio station and do stuff like that. It's like, I got news for you. You ain't Taylor Swift, and you're not going to be. And anytime someone likes talking, like starting beef with her, like Katy Perry, I'm not sure what Katy Perry's problem was, that you're not as nearly as talented.
I think they dated the same guy or something. Who knows?
But I think at the end of the day, Katy Perry's mad that she's not as talented as Taylor Swift.
But did you see how they made up? Katy Perry was in Taylor Swift's music video.
Yes.
That was funny.
Yes. And there
that
are.
Was cute
and
moment.
She's feuding with her record company right now. And there's a lot of people that are artists, like Demi Lovato, that took the record company's side. Now, I don't understand that. Like, that's, do you go to the casino and root for the casino? Is that what it is that you're doing? You know, I don't understand why someone would do that.
Well, then Florida Georgia Line started their own record label, and we're like, yeah, once you hit it that big, Why wouldn't you just take it all over?
I looked up Taylor Swift's net worth, $380 million.
Okay.
I looked up the value of the record company that she is feuding with right now, $300 million.
So, oh, funny.
So for $100 million, she could become the majority stakeholder in that record company and fire everyone there. And I don't see why she doesn't do that. And I'm going to be honest with you, she's being very quiet during all of this. I have a feeling she's going to do something along those lines. Because she was supposed to get her masters back, her music, and she wanted to re-record all of her previous albums and redo them now with like a different kind of feel to them like that and own her own music. Well, they're not allowing her to do that. So, which the some kind of deal went funny with them. And it's people who have no talent, I'm sorry, have no talent, are owning somebody else's talent. Is really what it comes down
to. Well, that comes to another episode that we did a few days ago asking who is more smart, the inventor of the idea or like the Steve Jobs
or the Watts. Yeah, right. The person that invented it or the visionary that came behind it. But with a record company, it's a little bit different. I don't really see them as visionaries. They're just people that are just...
They're the car salesmen. They take your product and then they sell it to the radio station.
And then they make and then they make 10 times the amount of money that you make on it. You know, that's really what, the issue I have with that. And then
you can look at that with any business. Look at the football business. Is it the players who give you the talent?
Yep.
Or the business. You can look at it at the radio
UFC,
business.
UFC has a big time problem with that, where you've got a multi-billion-dollar company and fighters. I don't know if you know this. Fighters make thousands of dollars per fight. Boxers make millions of dollars per fight. Like the biggest purse.
Did Ronda Rousey kind of change it around though?
She started finally getting into, so like Floyd Mayweather makes about, this is an insane number.
It's insane.
About $80 million a fight.
Yeah,
okay?
How is that?
Ronda Rousey, her biggest purse was about three.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How has that happened?
I have no idea. And the UFC was making hundreds of millions of dollars on her.
Mm-hmm.
There's a documentary, a 30 for 30 with Chuck Liddell and Tito Ortiz. And Tito Ortiz got mad. And he said, like, hey, I want a little bit more of a slice of what I'm getting because I'm over here getting brain damage. And you guys are making all this damn money off of me. How about you throw a little bit of extra cash over here? Because you got these fighters that when they're done, they got to pay their trainers. They got to pay this. They got to pay that. Their bodies are broken down. They're done fighting at age 35.
Yeah.
Average, age 28. A lot of these guys don't make it that far
into. Who figures out the right percentage type of thing?
That's right. It's some guy in a suit that wants to try to keep all the money.
That's tough.
Yeah.
So we're thankful for you. In a couple of minutes, we're going to read an email that we got. Because several weeks ago on our Social Mornings podcast, we said, hey, if you listen to this podcast outside the Madison, Wisconsin area, we want to know why. Like, how did you fall upon it? Why are you listening to it? Why are you downloading and subscribing to it? And we got a really sweet email that we'll read in a couple minutes. And I love seeing the live feeders chiming in right now. Jordan saying, I'm thankful we live in the best college town. Yeah, that's a great thing to be thankful
Absolutely.
For.
Absolutely. My buddy Robert Schmelzer. I'm thankful for my buddy Jackson Jones. I love Robert. Haven't seen you in too long.
Who's Robert? Have I met Robert?
No, you have not met Robert. Me and Robert used to work at Maple Leaf, and now Robert runs his own outfit called Grow Tech. And he's a lawn guy, a small businessman, really nice guy, hardworking guy. And him and I just became friends working together and have been friends since then. I've helped him with a little bit of guerrilla advertising and things like that going on. And he's come by and done some treatments to my lawn. And a really, really wonderful, hardworking guy. And in that type of work. Mm-hmm. Either you do the job right or you don't do the job right. And Robert over at GrowTech, they 100% do the job right.
And Small Business Saturday is coming up.
That's right.
I'm sorry that it's only one day a year that we really say, like, Small Business Saturday, go appreciate your small businesses. I saw the best thing on Facebook recently about how $50 to a small business is worth so much more than $50 to the big box retailer. So I know you might spend a little bit more at a small business, but just think on how much that money is so appreciated, because then they actually can afford lunch for their family or they get to go do something.
Or they can also maybe give their employees a bit better health care package.
Exactly.
And things like that. Try to do your best to shop local, buy American. There's the Lego store in town, Bricks and Minifigs. If you're looking for toys for your kids, go over there. It's a locally owned business. And, the toy stores and the big box stores are great, but their prices are just as competitive. They have the same selection, and you're helping out a nice group of folks.
So, live feeders, if there's a small business you want to give a free plug out to, definitely comment about it right now while we're getting ready to jump on our morning show here.
Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. Monday, blah, I know. But it's going to be nice out today, I got to say. We were asking for days where the temperatures were near 50 and the sun was actually out. Well, today's going to get as close to that as we could ask. High of 48. Clouds are going to get out of here, but starting off, it's 33 at 542.
We do a daily podcast called Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, and you can actually be part of it right now. We're on Facebook Live. Hi, live feeders.
Hello.
And that's where we get to chat a little bit more about our lives, talk about topics we can't get into on the morning show. And recently we started noticing some downloads and subscribes to our podcast outside the Madison area. So we just asked, hey, if you're listening outside of Dane County, how did you fall upon it? What's the story here? And we got a sweet email I'd like to read.
We also found out that we're not just outside of the Madison area. We're worldwide.
Yes.
This podcast has got, we've got listens in Chile, Spain. There's been a few in parts of Asia. Like we're coast to coast around the globe, baby.
And we love it.
I love that.
Yeah. So we got an email a few weeks ago from, I think his name was Andrew in Germany.
Yes.
Yeah, that we read. And now this one is still here in Wisconsin, but Ashley sent us sweet email saying, Steph and Jackson, I've been listening to your podcast since it started. Really enjoyed it. I also gave you a rating because we were asking for a rating.
That
helps. 5 stars would be great. So I've been listening to Q106 for many years. I remember when Jackson was intern Jackson. Okay, you're not an intern.
Yeah,
you were a producer.
I was a producer. I was always a paid employee. I never went to college. No one was accepting me. I went to college to be a police officer, but I got out of that before I committed some kind of a crime.
But still, she knew that you started as like an intern or a producer, drinking whiskey while watching The Bachelorette. I love that she paid attention to those details.
When I first started off, I was with Candy and Potter, and they said, hey, you want to be on the air? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, watch The Bachelorette. You can do a Bachelor, you can do a Bachelor breakdown the next day.
That's awesome.
Got to do what I got to do. And it kind of has stuck, so it's kind of become a part of the show since
then. It definitely has been. Ashley continues to say, I just moved out of Dane County to be closer to family. I wanted to say I really miss Q106. So I still plan on listening to the podcast. Get that feel of home. I miss the radio station. Keep the podcast going. You guys always make me laugh. Just wanted to say hello from Oshkosh. So thank you, Ashley, for that sweet email and for listening to our podcast and sharing it with your friends.
Yeah, doing this podcast has been a lot of fun. It's nice to be able to reach folks that we do hear that sometimes. Hey, I'm moving out of the area.
Exactly.
I lived in the area and I heard about you guys doing a podcast. I want to be able to catch you guys. And today the episode is called What We're Thankful For. And we're definitely thankful for people like that, for you that listen to us on the radio and on the podcast. And it's just, we love doing what it is that we do.
Very much so.
And when we find out that you enjoy that, that really makes it even more. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
If you're not part of the podcast, it's super easy to get. Just text the word podcast to 608-321-1063.
Find out what you're missing. Yeah, if you listen from out of the area, if you're from out of, especially out of the country, I really want to find out where you got us from, how you listened, how you picked up the podcast and all that kind of stuff. So if you're out of state, out of the country, you can always contact me by emailing Steph at Q106.com. That's the best way to contact me.
And I got to look up Oshkosh because I think...
Bagosh?
Sure enough. Hey, Ashley, my mom and sister, it's their tradition. They go to Hughes Candy all the way in Oshkosh. Hughes Homemade Chocolate Shop. Speaking of small business, my mom will physically drive to Oshkosh, spend way too much money, but it's like our tradition, this particular chocolate, and she'll get the turtles, the caramels, the chocolate-covered cherries are the best.
I love chocolate-covered cherries. That's my ish right there. Yes.
So, hey, maybe Ashley, if you're shopping around at Hughes in Oshkosh and you hear some crazy lady ranting about something, say, hey, are you Chris? Are you Steph's mom? You never know.
Or if you're shopping around and you want to send Jackson a box of chocolate-covered cherries, our address is 730 Rayovac Drive in Madison, Wisconsin.
But you better say, not dark chocolate.
No!
I love dark chocolate, but Jackson does not.
Someone one day woke up and went, okay, so everyone enjoys chocolate. It's tasty, right? And the person next to them went, yeah. What can we do to make it disgusting and bitter? Well, let's add some weird ingredients to it.
My sister's actually on our podcast right now. So, hey, sis, you're going to be going to Hughes Candy. And I don't know what her and Cheryl are talking about right now, but Cheryl says she's especially thankful for a wonderful neighbor this morning who helped her get through the weekend. So hopefully everything's all right, Cheryl. Darcy giving a shout out to a small business. Deerfield Coffee House is incredible. Go buy a cup of coffee and a few gift cards. That's what I love.
Barbie said, I'm thankful you moved home.
Oh, that's what my sister was saying.
I always find it strange when there's siblings that like each other.
Oh, we love each other.
I know. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times I've threatened to stab one of my brothers. Mostly my brother Brandon.
But you like your brother Brandon.
Tolerate.
So you love him because he's blood and you tolerate him.
Because I have to.
Because you have to.
I have no choice to. That's about the limit I'm going to draw on that is tolerate. I will tolerate him. He's actually coming to stay with me. He's coming in town. Him and his son are coming in town for Thanksgiving. And they're going to be staying at my house on Wednesday and Thursday. So
you secretly love him.
We'll see. He smokes, so he can't smoke in the house.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Go way down the street.
He can go
downwind.
He can just go outside. He can just go directly outside, but I don't want to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and smell cigarette smoke coming from my living room.
Well, you better love my sister. She said she'll buy you a box of milk chocolate-covered cherries.
So I do love your sister. She's a wonderful young lady. She was very, very, very sweet gal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So a lot of folks on here that are thankful. What are you thankful? Did we go over what we're thankful for? What are you thankful for, Steph?
Well, I definitely am thankful for the emails and the calls, like you said. And that's why I wanted to title what we were thankful for today was the feedback that we've gotten since we started Social Mornings Podcast.
Sure.
And for you just sharing it with at least one friend, because I know podcasts are kind of like a new thing. And people are now getting overwhelmed, like, which podcast do I listen to?
Social Mornings and everything else is crap. Don't worry about
that's
anything
right.
else. Yeah.
And that's why we try to keep it short and sweet and full of meat.
That's right.
Yes. But I think all week we should say something else that we're thankful for.
I like that.
Okay?
Okay.
Because we only got a couple of Social Mornings podcasts this week before we take a couple days off for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we'll be off on Friday because Steph's going to be at a studio over at the...
I'll do some Black Friday shopping out and about with you.
Be at the Farming Fleet over in Verona, so... if you're not working, stop in and see Steph over there. So she'll be there. And then Thanksgiving, of course, we're not going to be on then. So, you know, you get a short week of Social Mornings. So let's see. What am I thankful for? I'm thankful that my daughter came back in my life this year.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
You know, this 2019 has been a really trying year. I have to work with Steph every day.
Ah, ha, ha.
So that's something that I got to do.
I make it easy.
Yeah. Drive me so insane.
Why? Because I make you work?
Yes. I have an idea. Here's another job for Jackson. Here's something Jackson can do. Ooh.
Would you rather have that or someone who doesn't make you work?
Oh, well, I've had that.
Uh-huh. So see, aren't you thankful?
No, I literally am thankful for you as well.
Since February 11th, baby.
And that's the thing. That's how thankful I am for you. I know the exact date that when you started was February 11th. I don't know.
2/11.
I don't remember things of other stuff, but I do know
that's
right. And I'm very happy. That's you.
Hey,
and
you're
my
going
daughter
on a list.
Been,
we said just one thing per day.
I'll get into it tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
You and my daughter have been the bright spots of my 2019.
That's very sweet.
I will say.
Yes,
you know,
for sure.
Both of you get on my nerves for different reasons. Both of you have.
Are we supposed to?
Both of you have time issues.
I hate having time issues because I hated people
having
a time issue.
But you're so good at it, though. It seems to be you're just so good at it. For somebody who hates it, you're damn near pro level. And it's funny. We're going somewhere this weekend, going to do some family pictures for my best friend. And I was like, hey, come on. We're getting ready to go. And Lily's downstairs, like, wheels up.
Wheels up.
She had her coat on, her shoes on. I was like, we're not leaving for 10 minutes. She goes, yeah, I know. But then she even mentioned, she was like, I got up as soon as I heard you, you know, say to get up. And she goes, because I've learned, you know, when you say we go, we go. And she goes, Isabel just hasn't learned that yet. And I'm like, no, she has not. Like, let's go. I don't care if you've only have one eye done on your makeup. Too bad now.
You know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to legit do wheels up and leave her behind.
Oh, because I don't negotiate with terrorists on this kind of thing. Like, that's you want to find a way to piss me off. Great way is to make me late. I hate that.
I think a good way to wrap up today's episode, too, 9797 says, I'm thankful for my live feeder friends.
Oh.
And that's a part of this whole Social Mornings podcast that really makes it fun. So that's a great way to wrap up today's thankful episode.
Yes, and we'll find out what we're thankful about tomorrow and all of that good stuff.
And keep dropping your ratings and telling a friend. Thank you so much.
Smash that share button. Smash it.
Jackson always has to have the last word.
No, I don't.
Ah!
Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.